quick! Into the soundstage!
What about my car?
What?
I can't just go
quickly,
like...
Under that work table!
But my clothes!
Come on! I think it's over. Are you all right?
I scraped my knee. That was awful. That was the worst ever. Let's get out of here.
Wait, not so fast. We have to be careful. There may be glass and debris still yet to fall.
No, I want to go now!
Kelsey! Wait!
Oh, that was a bad one.
Yeah.
The power is out. There's a flashlight in the kitchen. I'll get it.
Now, be careful, everyone. The glass is all over the place. The mirrors have shattered.
Here, I have a pen light.
There. That helps. Tammy, are you all right?
I stepped on the glass.
What? Oh, look at the blood. Oh, no, baby. What are we going to do?
Now, calm down, Foster.
Here's a flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Angela, pull that bedspread off the bed.
Yes, sir.
Okay, upsy-daisy, Tammy.
It hurts.
Yeah, sure it does, honey. Let's have a look. Hold this flashlight, will you, Foster?
Yeah. Well, what are you doing?
Well, there's no glass under the covers. We'll lay Tammy down and check her feet. Now, lie still, honey.
Oh, it hurts.
I know it does, dear. But you need to be brave. Got it?
I'll try.
We should call Dr. Keenan.
You can try, but my guess is the phones aren't working.
Well, then let's get her to a hospital.
Just hold on, Foster. Angela, how about some bandages? Maybe some antiseptic and water?
Yes, sir.
You may have to boil the water just in case the sewage pipes burst.
Yes, Mr. Walton.
The name's Bernard. She'll never get my name right. Now, doesn't look like you gashed a vein or artery, honey.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah, that's real good. But you have some pieces of glass in your feet now.
It feels like it.
What do you want me to do?
See if the phones are working. Maybe check the gas lines. Otherwise, you should make sure the house isn't going to cave in on us.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Be brave, sweetheart. Now you just call for Daddy if you need me.
Okay, Daddy.
Now you take care of my little girl, Bernie.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Now just relax, Tammy. Did I tell you the story about the time Jesus washed people's feet?
No.
All right, just close your eyes and I'll tell you. Now, it was right before the very last meal Jesus would have with his followers, his disciples. And they came in with really dirty feet. Well, it was customary then for the servants to wash the feet of the guests.
Kelsey!
Oh, no. Look at my car. I'll sue the studio for this.
You shouldn't run off like that. You could get hurt.
Big deal. Look at my car.
Is your car phone working? Perhaps we could call your house to make sure everyone's all right.
Oh, right. Like it's going to work under a pile of bricks?
Three bricks hardly constitutes a pile.
Well, it's not working anyway. Satisfied?
Kelsey, did you hear that?
I heard it.
Someone needs help.
We can go get some if my car starts. Are you coming?
No, whoever it is may be hurt.
Help!
It's coming from inside the soundstage.
I'm not going back in there.
Do you have a flashlight?
I don't know. I think there's some kind of emergency kit in the trunk.
Well, I believe this qualifies as an emergency.
But I don't want
to. Open the trunk. Someone needs our help.
Listen to that. It sounds like the world is going crazy.
Yeah. Must have been a really big earthquake. I wish Eugene were here.
So he can help?
So he can tell us the size of the earthquake. He probably has a Richter scale in his knapsack. I hope he's all right.
Oh, the house looks okay. I think the power's off all over the neighborhood. Mm. I can't get that gate at the end of the driveway open. How are you, baby?
My feet hurt.
She's been very strong.
What are you doing there, Bernie?
Well, I'm putting this dressing around the pieces of glass. They're big.
Well, can't you pull a glass out?
No, all the best manuals say not to, if I remember right. I'm going to dress them real carefully, and then we'll see about getting her to an emergency room.
Do you really think we can get out?
Now, we'll have to try. Do you want to see if you can pick up something on the radio?
I tried. There's no power.
You don't have a battery-operated radio?
Are you kidding? I have $15,000 in high-tech, top-of-the-line equipment. Who wants one of those cheap battery radios?
No, forget I asked.
Ouch!
Oh, sorry, honey. Oh, I'm being as careful as I can. I'm a window washer, not a microsurgeon.
It's okay.
My daughter's a courageous young lady, isn't she? I figure she gets it from my side of the family.
No, I just keep praying that Jesus will help me be strong.
What?
Tammy, not now, honey.
Bernie, are you talking to her about Jesus again?
Well, I...
I want to tell you something. I'm a patient man. I pride myself on my tolerance.
Look, Foster, unless you have some other profound words of comfort to give her, then yes, I've been talking to her about Jesus, and I'm going to keep talking to her about Jesus. Are you going to ask me to leave again, or can I finish bandaging her feet?
Well, just so we're clear on the subject, I think I'll check the radio on the car.
Careful. Careful. Is there anybody out there? Help!
Hold on, we're coming.
Hurry up!
Well, we must move carefully because of the glass and debris.
Watch it.
And I think we're lost.
You what?
I'm having a particularly difficult time navigating through these fallen movie sets. What is this?
I think it's a set for Amazon Women from Mars Take Manhattan, the jungle scene.
A jungle in Manhattan?
You've obviously never been to Manhattan.
Am I going to have to die of old age or what?
We're doing the best we can.
Well, hurry it up. I think my leg's broken.
Coming.
I know that voice. It's Lance.
The director?
Yes. I can't believe you talked me into coming with you to help him.
I don't recall talking you into anything. Watch out for that frond. I merely pointed out your vulnerability while waiting by your car. Watch out for that glass. We can't go through that way. Let's try this way.
Excuse me!
Look at this mess. It's like somebody picked up the studio, shook it upside down for a while, and then sat it upright again. Daddy's not going to be happy. I hope he's all right. Yeah, me too.
Well, congratulations, Kelsey. That's the first selfless thing I've heard you say all night.
Don't get self-righteous.
I was merely observing.
I know what you were observing. You think I'm a self-centered, spoiled brat, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I am. But it didn't come easy. I had to work hard to get this way.
No doubt. Now, is this a real wall or a fake one?
Real.
Oh, no. We've returned to the soundstage door. We've gone in a full circle.
This is where I get off.
Pardon me, people!
We're coming!
No, Eugene, you are.
What?
Let's get something straight. I don't know how it is back in Mayberry.
Odyssey.
Whatever. Maybe things are easier or cheaper there, but caring in Hollywood is too hard and it costs too much. Nobody can afford it. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, not again.
It's an aftershock. Watch out!
I hate this! I can't stand it anymore! Why did you make me come back in? I want to go home.
Kelsey!
No! Leave me alone. I want to go home!
Kelsey, please, come back!
Is everybody all right?
I'm okay. An aftershock. We may have more.
Well, glad to hear it. That's about the best I can do for your feet, Tammy. Now you're just going to have to stay still. Don't even try to walk.
Okay, I won't.
How is everyone? Did anybody get hurt?
We're all right.
Look, Daddy, I'm all wrapped up, just like that movie you made.
Ah, you mean Curse of the Mummy's Daughter. You know, honey, that gives me an idea for a sequel.
Foster, did you get anything on the car radio?
No, not really. Sounds like only one station is working. The power must be out at the others. I tried to call Kelsey on her car phone, but it's out, too.
Did you figure out how to get the gate open?
It's one of those high-tech security gates. I can't figure it out.
Well, how about your fence? I mean, can we get over your fence to a neighbor?
Are you kidding? It's a 10-foot wall. I never tried it. I don't even know my neighbors.
Oh, another big surprise. I think I'd better try.
Why?
Well, for one thing, they may need help.
Yeah, so?
So?
What about Tammy?
Keep her still until I get back. Maybe I can figure out a way to get her down to my truck so we can take her off to a hospital.
You're leaving us?
Just for a little while.
But I don't want you to.
And I'd rather not go, honey, but there's no point sitting around here if I can help somewhere else. So you and Angela just keep praying, all right?
All right.
I'll come back as soon as I can. Don't wait up.
Help me! I'm over here!
Coming, Mr. Lincoln! There you are.
Finally. It took you long enough.
I came as fast as I could.
My leg, it's pinned under the camera. It's It's most embarrassing, but...
Well, perhaps we could both lift and get you out
of
there. I
heard two voices. Who was with you?
Well, it's just I. Now, if I move this way...
No, I heard a second voice. Who was it?
Well, that was Kelsey.
Oh. Well, she ran off when she realized it was me, eh?
No, she ran off because of the aftershock. Oh,
smart girl. As a matter of fact, I can't believe you were crazy enough to come back.
Crazy, Mr. Lincoln? I'm sure you would have done the same for me if circumstances were reversed.
Not a chance, kid.
Mr. Lincoln, do you want me to help you or not?
Well, of course.
Then be quiet and help me lift this camera, if I may be so rude.
All right. You know, you remind me a lot of a young Marlon Brando when you talk like that.
Who?
Daddy, I just remembered something.
What's that, honey?
We can listen to the news on my portable radio.
What portable radio?
The one with the earphones. I got it last Christmas, remember?
Oh.
It has a cassette player, too, and I got little speakers for it. Angela, it's in that drawer. Kelsey got it for me.
Kelsey? Oh, I hope she's all right.
Here it is. Let's see what we can find.
You two listen to the radio. I'm going to go out to the car, see if I can get Kelsey on the car phone.
As I said, we're on auxiliary power here, and I'm not even sure if anybody can hear me. This is News Talk Radio, and let's see, at 9:27 tonight, we got hit with an earthquake, a big earthquake. I thought it was the big one. Maybe it was. My building is still swaying. From my window, I can see the 405, and it's a mess. It looks like part of it may have collapsed. I don't know. Can anybody hear me? It's like being the only person left in the world. I want to tell you, emergency vehicles are trying to get through.
And we have another two over here. Soundstage 17.
Don't fuss. I think my leg is broken, that's all. Maybe a crushed ankle.
Oh, okay. Take it easy. Hey, we need an EMT over here.
Coming! Stretcher!
Well, what about you? Are you all right?
Indeed, I am. I was wondering, however, if you've seen a young woman, Kelsey Smith-Hammer?
Kelsey? Yeah, she's over at the studio fire station.
Studio fire station?
Yeah. We're an on-site firehouse for the studio. She looked pretty upset when I saw her, though.
Ryan?
Yeah?
They just got the main gate open. We can get out now. We're getting calls for help from the city stations. There's an apartment complex on fire over on Olive.
All right, let's go.
Pardon me?
Oh, yeah. Kelsey's in the firehouse straight down the street, second left. It's not far.
No, actually, I was just thinking that you might need assistance with the apartment fire.
You a fireman?
No, but I'm willing to help in any way I can. Hand out blankets, assist the injured.
Sure thing. We can use all the muscle we can get. Climb on the truck.
I repeat, don't call unless it's an emergency. The power is out all over the city. And it looks like there have been a couple of serious gas explosions as the lines have broken. I'm told here, stay away from the Wilshire area. A burst water line has flooded the road over there, and also there's a fire at an apartment complex near Olive and Hollywood Way. Now look, folks, just don't go out unless it's an absolute emergency. Roads have buckled, and there are unsubstantiated reports that a couple of freeway overpasses have collapsed.
I need help! Part of my house, it just collapsed.
I'll come with you. Was there anybody in that part of the house?
My son. I don't know if he was home yet or not. He may be in there. You have to help me.
No, I will. You just show me where it is. Come on.
And I would strongly recommend that you don't drink any water from the taps unless it's boiled. We can't tell if it's good or not. Check your building for any structural damage. Any hint of trouble... Get out right away. One of the aftershocks could bring it down on your head.
I was watching TV when it hit. Then everything started to shake. And I thought my apartment was going to collapse on the one below. It was terrible.
I'm certain it was. Take this blanket.
Eugene, over here. I need your help with this stretcher.
Right away.
Now listen, folks. If there was ever a time for us to pull together, this is it. I want you to check your neighbors to make sure they're not trapped in their houses. Carefully walk down your street to see if you can lend a hand.
Keep going. Can't stop now.
I was getting ready for bed when it hit. Everything fell off the walls, and then... Then it was like somebody pulled a rug out from under part of the house. It just slipped away.
I see something. I see a hand.
Dig, everybody, dig!
Is he alive?
Don't stop. Keep going.
It's a mattress. He's under a mattress.
Help him! Oh, please let him live!
He's breathing.
His fingers are moving.
Oh, son! My son!
It's 5:32. We're waiting for dawn, and it couldn't come too soon, let me tell you. There's no telling what kind of damage this earthquake has done to us. I'm still getting scattered reports of fires, fallen freeways, and burst pipes. Only God knows what's happened to many of our homes, how many injured or even dead we're dealing with. But for now, the city fights for its survival and looks for the rising sun after what has been the longest night of our lives.
See you, Eugene. Thanks for everything.
I was glad to be of assistance. Good night. Good morning.
We can confirm that early estimates place the earthquake at 6.9 on the Richter scale. The epicenter may have been in San Fernando. We're waiting on that. And we can also confirm that the death toll is at 27. Countless injured. We have reports of collapsed apartments, parking garages, part of the Galleria, with scattered fires throughout West Hollywood, Glendale, Burbank, and Pasadena.
Kelsey, I looked for you earlier, but they said you were here, safe and sound, so I thought I would help. Actually, I'm surprised you're still here. I thought you would have found a way out. Kelsey? I'm sorry. Perhaps I should have come back to make sure you were well.
It fell apart.
I beg your pardon?
What you said before.
Oh, that. Kelsey, it was terribly insensitive, if not downright judgmental of me to engage in a philosophical discussion about your life at such a difficult time.
Did you hear the news? People died tonight.
Yes, I know.
So many things just collapsed, fell. What did you call them? Artifice? Facades? Mm-hmm. Buildings, houses, they were like cheap movie sets. I knew you were right. Everything we think is real. It's all superficial. Fake. I'm a fake. I sat here for hours moping for myself. And then I heard on the radio what happened to all those people. And a couple of firemen said you went out to help. And I realized what a selfish, spoiled brat I am.
Kelsey.
No, Eugene. Don't say a word or you might undo it. It'd be very easy for me to change my mind. I want to go home. Can we please go home now, Eugene?
We can certainly try.
Now, Foster, it seems to me that most security gates have a... Oh, there it is. A manual alternative if the power shuts off.
You're kidding me. I paid all that money for a high-tech security gate that you can just flip a switch and open up?
Yeah, well, I wish we'd have figured it out before. It would have saved us a lot of trouble getting Tammy to the hospital.
Now listen, Bernie. I can trust you to keep quiet about this switch thing, right?
Yeah, my lips are sealed.
What in the world?
Oh, no, not again. Watch out for my truck! Oh, that was too close for comfort.
Kelsey? It's Kelsey.
You know, you need to give your daughter driving lessons.
I would, except Hubert was driving.
Hubert? Eugene? Eugene, you almost hit my truck!
My profuse apologies, Mr. Walton. I took the curve a little too fast.
Kelsey!
Daddy! Oh, Daddy!
Oh, baby, it's so good to see you. Are you all right? I kept trying to get you on the car phone.
I hit by a brick, but I'm okay. Eugene took good care of me. How are you?
Well, okay. The house is still standing.
I don't care about the house. How are you?
Oh, baby, I'm a nervous wreck, but I'll get over it.
What about Tammy?
Cut her feet, needed some stitches, but I gotta say, Bernie here, well, he was a big hero. He knew exactly what to do. You should have seen him helping around the neighborhood.
Oh, wait till I tell you what Eugene did.
Listen, honey, let's drive up to the house. I want to hear everything. You know something? I'm thinking of turning this into a mini-series.
Oh, damn.
So, Eugene, you're a big hero, huh?
Well, I helped where I could. It sounds as if they kept you busy.
Oh, not really. You know how it is. L.A. makes such a big production out of everything.
Indeed.
Indeed.
And it's day four after the L.A. shakeup, as some have started to call it. L.A. News Radio time is 10:15. Let's go to Mike Morgan now to see how traffic is moving along with all the freeway closures we're still experiencing. Mike?
Well, I think that's everything. Thank you for your hospitality.
May I echo the same sentiments by expressing my deepest heartfelt...
Eugene?
Thank you.
Hey, why are you thanking us? I gotta admit, I don't know how we would have survived the earthquake without you. Either of you. Uh-huh. From my heart, thank you. And I mean it. I don't say that to too many people.
Trust him. He doesn't. Mm.
And from my heart, thank you, Mr. Bernie, because my heart will never be the same again.
Now, don't you start getting all sappy, Tammy. You watch out for her, Angela.
I will.
And maybe you can get the rest of the family to follow. Only takes a spark and all that.
Maybe so.
Thank you for all you did for me, Eugene.
Well, 'twas nothing, I assure you.
May I kiss you goodbye?
If you insist.
Goodbye.
Anytime you're in town, guys, don't hesitate to call our answering machine.
Yeah, well, bye-bye, everybody. You take care now. Farewell.
Bye.
Adios.
So long,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Drive carefully. Adios. Don't forget about us. Bye-bye.
You know, all this excitement gives me indigestion. I'm sure looking forward to getting back to Odyssey.
Yes, Odyssey. Where, fortunately, few things ever change.
Thank heaven.
Then drive on, Bernie.
Why, in a flash, Hubert.
Sometimes it's easy to get so caught up in the ways of this world that we forget that there's an eternal world waiting for us. But Jesus came to show us that there's more to life than what we see or own. By His love, His death on the cross, and especially His resurrection, He showed us that this life passes so quickly, and we should turn to Him for the only thing that really lasts, an eternal relationship with God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. The Fifth House on the Left was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineers were Bob Luttrell and Mark Drury, and our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.